Governor Walker requested approval from the federal government last year to put rules into place that would make some work mandatory for able-bodied Medicaid recipients here in the state. It was an issue Governor Walker worked on for years and seemingly had the support of many in his base and from members of the Trump administration. But the rollout of the new rules has been slow, with some political watchers wondering if a tough campaign season might be playing a role. Our next guest has been following this topic and is here to talk about the role healthcare is playing in election bids in Wisconsin and around the country. Dan Diamond is the author of Politico Pulse, which covers healthcare politics and policy. Dan, welcome to Central Time.
My pleasure to be here, Rob.
Well, talk us through the timeline. This has been out there for a while, these Medicaid work requirements that Wisconsin is asking for. How long has this been going on?
This has been going on since essentially the beginning of the Trump administration. So let's pull back a second, and I'll tell you how I came to this story in the national picture.
Sure.
Wisconsin is one of about a dozen states that have asked the Trump administration for permission to impose work requirements on Medicaid beneficiaries and make other changes that could really hurt low-income Americans. And Governor Scott Walker specifically wanted to drug test Medicaid beneficiaries, which he's pushed for other programs in Wisconsin, too, as well as require co-payments. Now, in some states, these requests have been approved. And I'd heard a few months ago that Wisconsin's approval was basically done, too. There was a story I wrote in August that broke some news about this, that Governor Walker's drug test request was deemed impermissible, that there would be a workaround instead for that. But many of the other changes that he wanted did get the sign-off. But as I've been waiting for the announcement, and even as the Trump administration's top Medicaid official publicly teased it a few weeks ago, what I've been hearing from the folks inside the administration is that Wisconsin was suddenly acting odd and less interested in this waiver than they had been for years. As one person told me, it was kind of a hurry up and wait. We want this done. And now that it's done, Wisconsin was being very nitpicky and creating reasons to stall. To be fair to the Walker administration, they have denied that they're stalling. They said that they've done everything that the Trump administration wants, and they're blaming the holdup on officials here in D.C. But I think the bigger issue is that Walker, like many Republicans around the country, is vulnerable on healthcare issues. And you saw some of that this week in Wisconsin as the Evers campaign really hit him on pre-existing conditions. So at this point, just a few weeks out from an election where a Democrat may well take over the state house in Wisconsin, and this Medicaid waiver that Walker wanted may never get put into law, there's a lot of mystery around why has it taken so long, and does the Walker administration even want this right ahead of an election?
So the sense you're getting from these federal officials is that, what, they could do this thing tomorrow as far as they're concerned?
That's my understanding, that the federal officials have had this baked for weeks and weeks and have been ready to announce it. Seema Verma, the head of CMS, about 3 weeks ago, stood in front of a Medicaid meeting and said, we have finalized the terms with the state. We're looking forward to delivering that, making it public soon. I was told by sources then, continue to be told, she was referencing Wisconsin. But as we get closer and closer to the election, there is some confusion on the part of Trump administration officials why this has taken so long. Because if in 3 weeks, 4 weeks, Scott Walker loses, there's significantly less likelihood that this waiver would even go through. And that would complicate the timing that much more.
Again, as you said, Walker administration officials say, no, it's not us, it's them. But with the politics of this, would this particular announcement, these work requirements for able-bodied people, some of the people who are receiving Medicaid, is this seen maybe as a losing political issue at this point?
Rob, that's a great question. I've been asking folks on the ground in Wisconsin for their take. I talked to a Republican strategist, Brandon Schultz, who said that the election at this point is basically settled into its camps, Republicans with Walker, Democrats with Evers, and that fight over independence in the middle. Polling on Medicaid and work requirements has been all over the map. A lot depends on how the question gets asked. If it's asked as a, should people be responsible and do things that warrant them getting these benefits, folks are supportive generally. Even Democrats are supportive of that idea. But when it's asked in a way where Medicaid is seen as contingent on things that might be beyond a person's control, and many of these low-income enrollees in Medicaid may not have the ability to get a job because they're working as caregivers for their ill parents, or perhaps they have mental illness, and even though they're physically able, it is harder for them to actually go out and work in the field. That has alarmed independents and Democrats significantly more. And if there is a political issue that is dominant across the country heading into the elections, it is health care. And anything that Walker has tried to do on health care has been quickly seized on by his opponents. So my understanding, having talked to some folks in Wisconsin, as well as some national folks, any broaching of a Medicaid topic that requires cutting back services or enrollment is something where a Republican like Walker would be vulnerable.
Talking to Dan Diamond about Politico, about health care and politics here in Wisconsin, and open questions about work requirements for people receiving Medicaid and when that would go into place. Dan, you mentioned this isn't just a Wisconsin story. You're seeing this healthcare politics dynamic from Democrats and Republicans in other states as well. Can you talk about how that's playing out?
Sure, Rob. I think healthcare has been the number one issue that Democrats have run on across the country. I spoke to a congressional candidate in Illinois a few weeks ago, Lauren Underwood. She's running against a four-time Republican congressman, Randy Holtgren, relatively popular in a district that has gone consistently for Republicans for years. In fact, Denny Hastert, the former House leader, came from this district. But Lauren has found that her campaign, which is built around Republicans' efforts to roll back the Affordable Care Act's protections, Underwood has said, I will fight for this. I'm a nurse. I'm someone who had a pre-existing condition myself. She's found significant purchase with voters, significant national attention on this race because she has made it about health care. And there are probably 50 other Democrats I could point to who have also built their campaigns around health care that way. One data point that has also helped Democrats is Republicans have supported Medicaid work requirements in states like Arkansas. But as those work requirements have come into place, thousands of enrollees in Arkansas have lost their coverage. And Democrats are saying, look, folks who support this idea of cutting back accessibility to Medicaid are going to be harming some of the most vulnerable people around the country. And in places like Florida and Georgia, there are governor candidates who have run not just on opposing work requirements for Medicaid, but expanding Medicaid too.
I know sometimes pollsters ask voters, which party do you trust more on a particular issue? And that includes health care. Do we have that kind of data going into election time this year?
We do. There was a poll that came out just a few days ago from the Washington Post and ABC News that showed that Democrats have significant advantage, over 15 points on healthcare trust from voters around the country. That's essentially the highest level since before the Affordable Care Act and when Democrats then took a lot of attacks for their healthcare strategy. That's different from race to race, but overall, Democrats are controlling the high ground on this issue.
This is an incredible reversal in some ways. If we go back to 2010, this huge Republican wave here in Wisconsin, I think more than anywhere else in the country, Republicans wanted to talk about health care and attack the Affordable Care Act. It seems like Democrats couldn't escape it in some ways. How have we gotten here from there?
It's an interesting path. When Democrats pushed through the Affordable Care Act, they left themselves open to lots of attacks. One attack was that this was a partisan reform. Now, I was covering, to some extent, the Affordable Care Act fight, and there were Republicans, at least at the beginning, who were open to the idea. Chuck Grassley, the longtime Iowa senator, was on board with the idea of the Affordable Care Act until it became this heavily partisan issue. But once Democrats passed it only with Democratic votes, that left them open to the attack that they didn't seek to compromise and that Republicans would have done health care better. Of course, health care is problematic in the United States before the Affordable Care Act and after it too. Any health care problem that a patient might have experienced was able to be repurposed by Republicans in the years after the ACA and used as an attack on Obamacare. And for example, wait times at doctor's offices. That's been an issue for decades, but Republicans were able to say, this is a problem that the Obama administration made worse. And we would have done a better job if only they had worked with the Republicans to pass the bill. One reason it's flipped is now it's Republicans who are in charge. And they cannot make that same kind of argument, especially when their healthcare reforms have been things like trying to roll back parts of the ACA that people really like, the protections for pre-existing conditions, some of the support that would have made shopping on the Affordable Care Act marketplaces cheaper. One reason why premiums have gotten higher in recent years is because Republicans have taken out pieces of the ACA that were designed to subsidize purchasing these plans. So Republicans have both become the folks in charge of overseeing the law, which makes it harder for them to attack it. And at the same time, the things that they have done have given Democrats real issues to point to and say, look, Republicans don't have Americans' best interests at heart at health care, because just look at their track record here.
We'll leave it there for now. Dan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure, Rob. Thank you.
Dan Diamond is the author of Politico Pulse, which covers healthcare, politics, and policy. He joined us to talk about Governor Walker's plan to impose minimum work requirements in order to qualify for Medicaid and why the plans seem to be on the back burner.